today I just want to go further into postpartum depression. I think I didn't spend enough time on that the last time, and I feel like this is a journey that we're probably going to discuss over and over and over again, and I feel like it's just going to continue to evolve. Currently, I am 4 months postpartum, so everything's still somewhat new to me, and I'm still trying to figure everything out. But I think it's really important for moms out there right now and future moms to be aware of things. I think a lot has to do with your previous history. So if you've had issues with depression and anxiety before, you're obviously at higher risk for this to happen, which I have had throughout pretty much my entire life. It was really bad when I was younger. You know, under 18 years old, I'd had a lot of just anxiety, and I'd get really upset, and just had a lot of emotions in general, I guess you could say, that weren't always, you know, handled the best. And that all kind of came to a head. And I did have to start some meds for a little while, and they kind of just made me not feel great. But I also don't really remember why I didn't feel so great, because it was so long ago. I was, you know, 17 years old. So I've always been open to trying other things, but I also don't like taking medications in general. I try to just take, you know, more of a homeopathic route to everything. So that's kind of my history with that. We'll definitely go further into more journeys of life, so you guys can understand how I got where I am now. But for today, we'll really just focus on that postpartum depression mainly. So I feel like my hormones were really stable throughout my pregnancy. I would get a little, you know, boo-hoo-y sometimes. But other than that, I felt like my hormones were probably the most stable they've ever been. I forgot to mention before, with my infertility, I did have endometriosis, and I had to have the surgery for it. That was really hard, and that would make my periods really difficult. But I also have Hashimoto's, so I have a thyroid disorder, and I just generally wasn't feeling well before I got pregnant. But then when I got pregnant, it was honestly the best I had felt up until, like, you know, the last, you know, 4 to 6 weeks of being pregnant. Then I was just so ginormous and uncomfortable that it was really hard to want to do anything at that point. So part of that is just generally feeling fatigued, and that definitely came back after I had my son. So the first couple days after I had him, I feel like are just a whirlwind, right? You know, I had an emergency C-section, and, you know, my family came to see him, and you're out of the hospital. We weren't even there for 2 days after I had a C-section, because I was doing so well. I was like, I'll just go home, which didn't end up being the best idea. I had to go back in the next day to get some diuretics, because I was so fluid overloaded from having the C-section that my legs were ginormous. So the diuretics definitely helped with that, but my legs were insanely big. If you're a nurse, it was definitely 4+ pitting, and it was painful. So I understand why patients get grumpy now when they have edema. It hurts. Anyways, so after that, we were at home. My husband was here. He was super helpful. You know, pretty much I had the baby, but he would do everything for me. He helped me pump. He would help feed while I pumped. And I was definitely doing the pumping every 2 hours and trying to get him to latch. And my son just wouldn't latch. That ended up not working out in general. I tried for 2 months, but that's another story for another day. But I felt like my emotions were really okay for like the first few days, and then it kind of tanked when I found out that my husband was going to have to go back to work right away. And I just was so emotional about it, and I didn't feel like I knew what I was doing and that I could do it by myself.